Welcome back, Dennis and Callahan, on a Patriot Friday, a Freeform Friday.
It's the greatest rock band ever.
Rock on, dude.
Oh, yeah. Oh, AC/DC. I don't know if Mike Vrabel saw this on this Patriot Friday. The Boston Globe today, Mike, says AC/DC is the greatest rock band in history. Would they be in your top 10 list?
They would be in my top 10.
They would be.
Would they be number one?
Yeah. No.
Who's number one?
I don't know. I mean, The Who, Pink Floyd, Zeppelin, Aerosmith, AC/DC.
Who's your favorite game day? What's your favorite? I mean, I know they play that AC/DC.
I can't keep an iPod long enough to even take one into the stadium. It's like, I get one for my birthday and I lose it, or my wife gets one for me. I mean, I took my kid's iPod Shuffle in one time to the weight room and I lost that, so it's like I don't even bother with them anymore.
My guess is when you put your kid's iPod Shuffle on, you're going out to warm up for game day, and it's A Small World comes on. It doesn't really get you in the mood, does it, Mike?
You know what? They had they've found Guitar Hero, so it's a lot of the songs
that's
from Guitar
true.
Hero that we just downloaded for them, so it's not bad.
What do you like on game day? I mean, I'm not a big AC/DC fan, but that for those about to rock, works. It works with the crowd at Fox or any crowd at a game. What do you like best?
Well, I mean, I think if you look, I think ESPN has actually adopted it as their right. college football. They kind of lead into they use that to like lead into the game. So, I mean, that works. You know, Ozzy, I think we used to play Ozzy back in Pittsburgh and when I first got here. So,
plus Gary Glitter until he started, you know,
going to
Vietnam and diddling young boys.
Wasn't he on Three's Company?
Hey, Mike, talk about your game day preparation. Are you trying to get yourself calmed down and serene to think about what you have to do, or is it more the other direction?
Man, I think there's a fine line. I think it's very individual. It's very personalized. Some guys like to get over there real early. I'm one of those guys that would just rather get over there early and you know, just get everything in order, get your stuff ready, and, you know, you pretty much just hurry up and wait then.
Yeah.
And so, guys go out on the field, guys warm up. I don't really have a particular, you know, thing that I do, but it's pretty much the same thing. Just get over there early, get ready, you know, just chill out, wait for the game.
Are there certain guys, either currently teammates or teammates you've had in the past, that are, shall we say, notable and obvious in their game day preparation? I mean, two come to mind. Brian Cox, I guess, was a little crazed when he got ready. And some of the older Patriots used to say on game day when John Hanna walked into the locker room, guys who had the lockers on two lockers down on either side would take their stuff and go somewhere else. Did you run into anybody like that in your career, Mike?
No. I mean, we didn't have anybody really sniffing any glue or pounding their heads in the lockers. You know, guys, most guys just put, you know, listen to music, to be honest with you, and then just, you know, look over their books and get ready.
Hey, we're just looking over the numbers. You guys against the Bills, and the one that jumps out is since 01, you're 13-1 against Buffalo.
Nine in a row.
Do you think, do they know that, the guys you're lining up against, even though a number of them haven't been there for those 14 games, and same with you guys, I mean, do they know that you have owned them?
I mean, I'm sure that the Buffalo media is trying to make a deal of it, but right. You know, I don't think that's a rallying point for Dick Geron and his football club.
Well, I know you guys are coached to say it really doesn't matter, nine in a row, and it has no bearing on Sunday's game, and you know what, it probably doesn't. But you're certainly aware of the number. Doesn't it in some way, some small way, have some kind of impact in your confidence and maybe their lack of when Sunday rolls around, Mike?
Well, I mean, I think it really doesn't, but when you things go wrong, I think you have a tendency to be like, you know, here we go again. And, you know, at least when we you know, had good teams against Michigan in college, and then something would go bad our senior year, it'd be like, man, here we go again. It's just like you can't get over it. You know, you got a better team, or allegedly you got a better team, but you know, a guy slips, so they catch a bomb or something. It's just like, oh, here we go. You know, we can't figure it out.
You know, when you look at the Bills' season, they've been kind of schizo. The first four very good, the last four not so good at all. When you watch the film, and I don't know whether you've seen all eight games, Mike, what have you seen the difference between the good Bills in the first four games and the not so good Bills in the last four? What's the difference been?
probably the difference has just been turnovers for them. It's when they get them and when they don't give the ball away, they're pretty successful. And, you know, conversely, when they turn the ball over and don't get them, you know, they haven't had the success. Just like most teams in this league, or you know, for us, when we don't stop people in the red zone and we don't score in the red zone, so we have a tough time.
Well, they've had 11 turnovers in the last four games. Your point's a good one, leading to 30 points. Does Bill show you that film of those turnovers and those failures? And if so, is there a pattern there and something you guys can exploit on Sunday?
I mean, I think that, you know, we see it and we watch enough film, so we understand where the turnovers occur. And it's just getting a lot of guys to the ball. It's reading the quarterback and, you know, not trying to go, you know, out of your position to make a play. Just make the plays you're supposed to make.
Hey, you've obviously been on good teams, great teams, championship teams, Mike. How does this compare after eight games, halfway point, to championship seasons? Is there any common denominator where you could say, yeah, things feel pretty good here, we could do it this year?
Nah, I mean, I think as players, we don't really get into, you know, the compare and contrast models that people, you know, think are popular. We really... You know, once you're in the middle of the season, it's just like everybody's dealing with stuff personally, injuries or where they're playing or what their role is, and then you put that together with a team and you're worried about how a team reacts or responds or if you're well coached in this area. So, I mean, we've got plenty to worry about, you know, daily that, you know, sit there and figure out how we compare it to 2001 or 2003 or, you know, right on down the line.
Well, what has to happen over the next – obviously, injuries are a big factor. But do you feel like – what makes you guys so good in the second half and down the stretch? We know about Belichick and your record in December. You know, what leads to that? What makes you so good down the stretch?
Well, I think that, you know, a lot of times you can learn from your mistakes and not make the second mistake twice with how you played a certain opponent. I think we've got a lot of guys that stay in condition throughout the season. I think we're well prepared. I think we play well. So I think a lot of those things go into, you know, us playing, you know, well late in the season, and you have to, or you know, your season comes to a, you know, quick end.
Mike Vrabel, when the Bills have success offensively, I guess the point man would be Lynch and Edwards, but what do they do successfully specifically when they have it going?
Well, I mean, I think Lynch, you know, they got two good backs, you know, that are able to, you know, not only do they, you know, they run it well, but they're able to catch the ball, and Lynch or Edwards is able to find them on a check down. You know, he looks to those guys, you know, when anything starts to break down, mm-hmm. and those guys are, you know, just as dangerous catching the ball as they are running it, and if not more. They've got longer pass receptions than they do runs. So it'll be important for us to know where those guys are and find Evans and right on down the line. They got a lot of good skill guys, just like everybody else.
Hey, just like I know that a Bill Belichick coach team is coached, not is to say that it doesn't matter that you've won nine in a row. I know that you're also coached to say all that matters is this next game. But I also know that you guys look at the schedule and you're aware it's the Bills, the Jets, and the Dolphins. Somebody from the NFL Network said yesterday, if the Patriots run the table on those three games, Bills, Jets, and Dolphins, there's no way they win that division. Can you depart from the coaching that Bill has instilled in you and look at these next three games and the importance of these three divisional opponents week to week to week?
I mean, I think you can understand that it's pretty significant. And, you know, not taking anything away from Buffalo, we know that. But, you know, it's pretty significant. I mean, we haven't played Buffalo yet, and this would be our first meeting. And then we've got, you know, continue to play opponents in our division. So I think you got to start with Buffalo and play well against them and hope to win. And then – and understand that, you know, you still got some more division games left.
Hey, Mike, final question for me. With your head coach, this coaching staff, and coaches on the field like you and Bruschi, do you feel better prepared when you play a team a second time? Do you feel like you have more an advantage because you've done it once this year? And I know they have that same advantage, but do you feel that you guys take advantage of that more the second time you see them?
Well, I mean, I think that, or I'd like to think that, you know, if you give you know, you give Bill a couple cracks at a team, he's going to do do a great job, you know, preparing us. And, you know, not that he waits for after the game. I mean, our coaches are doing a great job, you know, in between series or in halftime. And, you know, certainly Teddy adds his input out on the field or when things are changing. So the more people that we have looking at it, the more eyes we have on it, the better.
Mike Vrabel, thanks for the time this morning on this Patriot Friday. Crank up AC/DC around noon on Sunday. We'll be watching.
Okay, bye. Thanks.
Mike Vrabel with Dennis.